Love is first widening my eyes a little bit and quickening my breathing a little and warming my skin and touching with
and so on. Exactly so. Thank you, Sheila. But I wasn't referring to sensuality simulators. The word that I used was love. Love like the love of a child for its parents. I propose that we build a robot child who can love, a robot child who will genuinely love the parent or parents it imprints on with a love that will never end.
A child substitute mecha.
But a mecha with a mind, with neuronal feedback. You see, what I'm suggesting is that love will be the key by which they acquire a kind of subconscious, never before achieved, an inner world of metaphor, of intuition, of self-motivated reasoning, of dreams.
A robot that dreams.
Yes.
How exactly do we pull this off?
You know, it occurs to me, with all this animus existing against mechas today, it isn't simply a question of creating a robot who can love, but isn't the real conundrum, can you get a human to love them back?
Ours will be a perfect child caught in a freeze frame, always loving, never ill, never changing. With all the childless couples yearning in vain for a license, our little mecha will not only open up a completely new market, it will fill a great human need.
But you haven't answered my question. If a robot could genuinely love a person, what responsibility does that person hold toward that mecha in return? It's a moral question, isn't it?
The oldest one of all. But in the beginning, didn't God create Adam to love him?
A baby was born as the first leaves of autumn fell, a baby boy, and Marion's wish came true. The boy had white hair. He was baptized Martin after his grandfather.
Dr. Fraser, hi.
Oh, Henry.
Good to see you. Listen, there was an article by Random Bach in the Journal of Chinese Medicine that talked
about... Hello again, Monica.
...virus locators, microscopic synthetic hunter killers. Did you read that article?
I can still hear you.
I'm worried about her, Henry. She's really got me worried.
Yeah, I know.
She's in the most difficult position of feeling she should mourn the death of your son. After 5 years, your instincts tell you to mourn him, too. But medicine assures us that mourning is inappropriate, that Martin is merely pending.
Pending.
So all her grief goes undigested. Henry, your son may be beyond our science, but it's your wife who can still be reached.
The screening process was extremely difficult.
It was almost tougher than building the prototype.
Of our 2,000 employees, a surprising few met your minimum requirements for the in-house testing. Initiate. Employment record, quality of lifestyle. Query. Internal data. Loyalty to the firm. And
人人听力网，听电影学英语之人工智能，让我的听力做你的翅膀。3w.rrting.com